Everybody, welcome to the Ricky Watson Show, and I'm excited that you guys have decided to join me on this new journey. I'm excited about it. I've done a podcast called Scriptures Revealed, which there's some stuff in the works that's going to be coming of that as well, but that was a totally different layout. We kind of walked through the Bible, unlocked some revelation in scriptures, and it was great, and I'm not putting that down. However, this show is completely different. I want to talk about life. I want to talk about relationships. I want to talk about politics. I want to talk about culture. I want Christians to figure out, how do I take what is happening to me on Sunday mornings, what is happening to me in Bible studies, and how do I make this apply to my everyday life, to the point that I'm not judgmental of people, I'm not nasty with people, but I don't forget that I am a child of God. And how do we bring those worlds together? And so we're going to be delving into a lot of stuff. I have a lot of great guests coming on the show with me this month. It's going to be great. We're going to be talking about loving yourself. We're going to be talking about the relevancy of the Bible. We're going to be talking about the books that are out, hot TV shows that are out, movies and music. I'm going to hit on a movie today, actually. We're going to talk about politics and me. That's going to be a great show. But again, you want to be a part and share, get the word out as we just have some fun and some great discussions. All right, let's get into the show for today. First off, I want to say Happy New Year, everybody. We made it. All right, I want you to be excited about that. That a lot of times when you are in life and you're dealing with challenges and battles and fatigue, and all different types of things on a day in, day out basis, oftentimes we don't take the time to stop and appreciate the moment of survival, right? I want us to sit in that, take some time to do that this week at some point. I want you to sit in the moment, the celebratory moment of survival. Think about all that you got blessed with in 2023. And think about all that you overcame in 2023. Think about all that you endured in 2023. And the reason why I say those things is because when you think about all the things that you were blessed with, we forget that sometimes you can be overwhelmed by goodness in your life. You think about celebrities, people that got rich overnight, or people that won the lottery and instantly became millionaires overnight, and the things that hit their life. Some people don't survive being blessed. However, include the blessings of that happened to you in 2023. Include those hardships. Some people died trying to live through the stuff that you lived through. Some people emotionally broke attempting to live through the stuff you lived through. So you need to take a moment this week and celebrate yourself for surviving the last season. Because every day you survive is an opportunity for you to conquer. And so we're going to conquer in 2024. It's going to be great. It's going to be dope. I'm excited about it. But I just want to give y'all that Happy New Year. Celebrate in it. I know some of you may have been ready for the year to close out and ready to start this new year. But I want you to take a moment and just be grateful that you are breathing the air of a new season. All right. I want you to really take a moment and be grateful for that. All right. Now, other thing. We know on Christmas Day, the Color Purple movie was released, right? It had a lot of black actors. If you paid attention to social media, you know there was talk about Taraji and Oprah and whether or not she got paid enough in the movie and how Oprah was and watch her interactions. Because, you know, on social media, everybody is an accredited, licensed detective. Everybody is, right? If you got an opinion, then that means you are qualified to talk on whatever you talk about, right? That's how we do. Which is cool. I mean, hey, teach his own. If that makes you happy, if that gets you up in the morning, go for it. You ain't gonna disturb my peace, but that's what people were saying, right? But I went and saw The Color Purple New Year's Day, and it was great. Now, I'm a musical guy. I love music. I love songs. I love words. I think it's because I love words that I really like music. because it is the word of the music. And then you put that with rhythm, melody, harmony. It's amazing. Anyway, The Color Purple was really, really, really good. And I felt like it was a great reimagination of the story. I know in the trailers and different things, they kept saying that. However, it truly was a reimagination because, in of course, the musical goes and reveals more of what's in the book than the actual movie did, that Oprah was originally in, Whoopi Goldberg, Danny Glover. That movie did not share and showcase everything that was in the book. The musical did it even more. And then this reimagination did it even more for us. So I just thought it was great. The songs were amazing. The performances were amazing. I really feel like that for a lot of those actors and actresses, this movie is going to be pivotal in their career, that they will be able to mark this movie as a turning point for them. So I really, really, really enjoyed the movie. I think if you have not seen it, you should go see it, unless you're just not a musical person, right? Everything's not for everybody. So if you're not a musical person, I wouldn't advise you to. You're not going to enjoy it unless you just want to support Black people. Hey, go for it. But it is over 2 hours of singing, great performances. They are in character. It's just a great, the shots, the cinematic shots of the movie is amazing. And which is interesting when you're thinking about a musical, when you're in the theater, you're just watching the stage, all of the moving pieces, all of the moving people, all of that. In a movie with the musical, you get focus. I feel like with film, it will focus you. So I feel like if you have seen the musical, then you got a little upper hand on what this is going to be about. But once you actually see it, it's still going to be a different experience because it's going to focus you on things maybe you missed watching the stage play or whatnot, right? So that was good. That was good. And I definitely, definitely, definitely recommend that. Now, I am also a Housewives franchise watcher. And I don't watch all of them, but I watch some of them. but I do not, I have not watched this week's episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Or Married to Medicine. Great shows for me. As y'all can see, I'm talking about everything on here. But great shows for me. I have not seen this weekend's episode, so I don't have any commentary or feedback on that. But be on the lookout. I'm probably going to be talking about it in the upcoming weeks. I love that. I love reality TV. If you ask my friends, they're going to tell you that, I think I live on reality TV. Cameras are following me all the time. I'm giving monologues, speeches. You know, it's a wild, wild world in my head. but it's great. Let's talk about the celebrity exposures. Now, again, I'm going to hit this from a different angle than what most people, because I'm not just here to give you juice, gossip, all that stuff. I'm here to kind of help with perspective. And there has been a lot of celebrity exposures going on. And we can go all the way back to, Meg Thee Stallion and Tory with, she being shot. And then we move into Diddy being called out on these sexual assaults. And then, you got Jamie Foxx also was in the news about sexual assault against him now. And you got Bishop Jakes now involved in a lot of stuff. So you got all of these celebrity exposures. You got, Bishop Murphy doing swag surfing in his church. There's a clip of Creflo, which is actually an old clip, but it's hilarious. Creflo goes clean off on somebody in his church for screaming Happy New Year in the middle of his message as if that was more important than what he's preaching. Total hilarious thing. Look crazy. But all of this stuff is going on. But what I want us to pay attention to for this is two things, at least from my point of view. Number one, I want us to understand that even if you believe God is exposing people and God is calling people out and God is holding people accountable, all that good stuff, we've got to understand that the judgment of God is never because he wants to totally demolish somebody. I mean, and just make them feel like nothing, right? Because we're all God's creation, which means that we all have inherent value for no other reason than we come from the creative hands of God, right? And so with that being the case, yes, people need to be called out on bad character. Yes, people need to be called out on bad behavior. But think about this. There are things that you have done. There are things that I have done in my life that I am grateful that it didn't show up on CNN. I am grateful it didn't show up on Fox News. Now, I've had my share of stuff. What is that? No foreigner to it at all. However, not to the scale that these men and some women that are involved are experiencing right now. So it's a lot. Now, I do think that people need to be held accountable. I do think that we are in definitely a season of the demolishing of idols, for the lack of a better word. I feel like what we're really paying attention, and I don't want us to get caught up on trying to listen to and read and find out about everybody's juice and tea, and miss what I believe God is saying in this. And this is what I mean by that. I believe that in it, God is getting rid of idols. He's getting rid of everything in our lives that could be idols. And in order to do that, one of the things you have to do is you have to at least address the icons of the culture. And so I think we're going to continue to see that even in this year, 2024. And this is not necessarily a prophecy, more like a prognostication type thing. But I really believe that we're going to see a lot of confrontation come with the icons of culture. And the reason being is because God wants to deal with idolatry. The church left Jesus a long time ago. Now, this is my show, so this is my opinion. Y'all can argue with it over breakfast. But I believe that the church has left Jesus a long time ago. And as a result of that, we've seen Jesus removed out of various parts and areas of our world and our culture. And the issue starts where it always starts, and that's in the church. The church has a problem. The church has a problem. And what we're going to see in this year, in connection with all of these exposures and stuff, is that God is going to begin to address the icons. With the icons you've made out of your love life, the icons you've made out of your churches, the icons you've made out of your political figures, the icons you've made out of your own goals. Because this hustle and grind culture is sickening to me. It's sickening to me because everybody's working, grinding. And what for? What is it unto? And very few people have a unto focus. They're doing it because they want to have a bunch of money and they want to travel and they want to live the good life. But what's that unto? It's got to be something bigger than that, right? It's got to be something more than that. And we're going to see that addressed a lot this year. So I'm excited about it. We are also in a real pivotal year. You know, this is the year or time where the church likes to act a fool. People like to start wars. And what am I talking about? I mean, it is an election year. And I am not looking forward to how people are going to behave and respond and react to each other over politics, over a government. This is what I don't get. This is the fights and the bickering and the stands that people take during an election season for a government that was built and created to be for the people and by the people. Now, that is important. I know I'm going to have a lot of evangelicals disagree with me on this point. But again, this is my show. But this is my point. We have got to stop acting like the government was established for the church to rule and reign in righteousness. I know we don't like that, but I'm a stand on it. Right? The government, the purpose of the government is not to be the governmental expression of the church. Those are two separate entities. And I know the pride in America have us thinking that we are little Israel in the Old Testament, but that's erroneous. It's error. It really is error, and it's causing confusion, and it's causing division, and those are all telltale signs that something is off. If God is not the author of confusion, then why is it that when the church gets involved in politics, confusion shows up? I believe it's because we're doing it from the wrong angle with the wrong perspective. Now, this is my thoughts about it. Again, not Bible, not doctrine, not starting my own religion, just my thoughts. on government and politics and Christianity, I think we got to remember that the purpose of the government is for the people. It is for the people. It should be based on what the people want. It should be whether we like what they want or we don't like what they want. You vote according to what you stand for, what you want. However, that's for the government. And how you vote should not be a sign or a badge on what kind of Christian you are. I think that's immature. I think it's childish. I think it's asinine. I think it screams how uneducated we are in a field that we're trying to be in. Now, that's my thought. In this election year, I'm really hoping that Christians decide to be Christians, right? And yes, Christians, we believe in, you know, righteousness, holiness, standing for what we believe are the commands of God, but we also believe in truth, mercy, love. And there is no righteousness without truth and love. And there is no love without truth and righteousness. And there is no truth without love and righteousness. All of it goes together. And so you cannot cherry pick a part of that. And so I don't want us to become mean. I don't want us to act as if we can't fellowship with other Christians because of who they vote for, what they're voting for. This is about what people want. And my other soapbox about that, as y'all can see, I'm going on a rant on this. My other soapbox about politics and stuff is I am grieved that we think that the solution to change culture is by imposing our Christian values and standards on a country that has decided that they don't even know if they have full loyalty to him or not. I think one of the things that the Bible tells us is Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, right? To the Jew first, also to the Greek. But Paul says it is the gospel that saves people. And I feel like because our gospel is too weak, we reduce ourselves to, I can't preach the gospel to you and change your life. So I'm going to try to use laws and policies to impose that on you and make you live changed lives. And so now what we have and what America has been, in my honest opinion, for hundreds and hundreds of years, is that we build a pseudo-Christianity with a pseudo-church with pseudo-values. And what I mean by that is that when you make the laws all about Christian values and standards. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. When you make the laws about Christian values and Christian standards, then what you do is you curate a society that looks Christian, sounds Christian, but is not Christian. And so when it's time for God to really deal with his house and really deal with standards, now we are confused and we look lost because we don't understand why America is not Christian. And we don't understand why America is acting this way, as if America should be acting like the church. It causes confusion. And so I just think we need to keep those lines clear. I think you need to vote according to your convictions, vote according to your preferences, vote according to what you want to see in culture and life and society in your nation, right? Vote that way. But when you are done voting, you need to remember that separate from you being an American citizen, you are a Christian, right? And you vote. You don't vote as a Christian. I know we love to make that a thing. Not my opinion. I don't go to the polls and vote as a Christian. God didn't command me to vote. That's not in the Bible. I vote as an American citizen. I vote as a descendant of ancestors who could not vote in this country because they weren't believed to be a full human, much less a full citizen. So I vote out of respect. I vote out of honor. I vote out of what I value, right? I do that as an American citizen. My job as a Christian is to pray for those who are in authority over me. My responsibility as a Christian is to have an answer ready for the hope that I have. My responsibility as a Christian is to make sure that there is peace in the land and to be a peacemaker. That's my responsibility as a Christian. Very vastly different than my responsibility as an American citizen. And I know we think American and Christian is synonymous, but it is not. It is not. God has always had one nation. He's always had one nation. He's and through one nation, wants to reclaim the nations of the world. In the Old Testament, it was Israel. And then in the New, we have been grafted in into what Paul calls in Galatians, the Israel of God, right? So God is the nation of God is the nation of Jesus Christ. That is his nation. That is his Christian nation. That is his elect nation. That is his beloved nation. That is the people of God. America is not the church, all right? Iraq is not the church. Israel is not the church. And I love all of those people. I love Americans. I love Israelis. I love Iranians. I love Russians and Chinese and Korean. Oh, I love them because they are an expression of the creation of God. And God saw enough value in them to breathe life into them, right? Love them. But my responsibility and job as an American is different than my responsibility and job as a Christian. And I think it's going to be really important that we grow up and see that this year so that we not having unnecessary wars and therefore getting nothing accomplished. Once again, everybody thinks the church is a joke because we cannot agree. We cannot get on the same page and everybody wants to be right. But that's that. That's my soapbox about this election year. All right. Another thing about this show that I'm going to do every week. So I want you to hit me up, you know, find me on IG, Facebook, shoot a comment on the link for this podcast episode. Email me all of that stuff. Your questions, because every week I want to do a question of the week. So I want to help answer questions. It could be about anything. If I don't have the answer, I'm just going to be like, I ain't got the answer. But or most likely I won't pick that question out there. I ain't got the answer to that. But if I do, I want to answer it, and I think it's going to be great, right? I think it's going to be awesome. Okay, again, this show, we're talking about everything, so nothing's off limits. It's going to be a great time. I'm excited about it. I hope you guys are learning things as well as we go through these weeks of this year. And this is just episode one. This is just kind of my intro, kind of getting out there and letting you guys know kind of the feel of what it's going to be like. And I am excited about it. This is my tip I'm going to leave with you guys for this week. All right. This is this. You need to take your life more seriously. All right. That is what I want you to walk away with this week. That when you at the top of the year are going to set goals and focuses and things you want to achieve and get done, I want you to realize that all of your external goals are going to be the fruit of what's already in you, which means that as you are listening to this podcast right now, on the inside of you is the fulfillment of every goal and plan you have for the year. The kind of year you really want is residing on the inside of you right now. But you've got to learn to take yourself more seriously, all right? Just think about it. You're going to handle a bank account with $10 million in it differently than you will handle a bank account with $1,000 in it. And I want you to see yourself as that bank account with the millions. I want you to see yourself as you move into this year that you have been loaded with everything you need to make this year fruitful, to make it productive, to make it successful. So steward your life well. Drink more water if you need to. Get more sleep if you need to. Some of you need to take more vacations this year. And that's actually taking yourself more seriously. Taking yourself more seriously does not mean that you need to be working more. For some of you, you may need to be relaxing more. Now, for others of you, you may need to work more. You may need to plan more. You need more discipline. You need more control over your days. Stop letting life just happen to you and start happening to life, all right? Because what we want to do is be everything that God has called us to be, all right? Thank y'all for tuning in to this week's episode of the show. Be on the lookout for episodes coming up every week. They're normally going to be released on Mondays. This one was late because I was sleeping yesterday, quite to be honest. And I forgot to upload this. So then there's that. But normally it's going to be released every Monday. by noon. We're going to have guests on here, guest interviews, talking about things that are happening in the world, things that are happening in the culture, things that are happening in the church. And how do I make sure that whatever I'm experiencing in church, how do I make sure that this translates into my life and I'm able to be a functioning Christian and not a religious, hard-hearted, stubborn one, right? So we're going to have fun. It's going to be great. And I cannot wait to talk to y'all again next week. Don't forget to go check out The Color Purple if you haven't. Happy New Year, everybody. Go for the year. Go for everything God has planned for your life for this year. All right, y'all. See you next time.